you, Jesus. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. Agbanilagbatan, we say thank you, Jesus. The lover of our life, we say thank you, Jesus. The one who is, who was, and will always be, we say thank you, Jesus. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord, our Father. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. We exalt you because you are good. You are kind. We thank you, Jesus, because you are the lover of our life. You are our defender. You are our help. You are our shield. You protect and guide us from every plans of the evil ones. We magnify you. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another Saturday in the month of December 2025. Your grace has kept us thus far. Lord, we do not take it for granted. It has not been by power nor might, but you have been the sustainer of our life. You have been the strength of our life. You have been our shield. You've been the one fighting our battles and giving us victory. So thank you because you have never left us desolate. We see you, we feel you, we feel your presence. We enjoy your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for your provision. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for shielding us from every attacks of the evil ones. Thank you for victories that you've given on the seen and unseen. Lord, we thank you for the journey so far. Thank you because you've helped us out of every obstacles, every roadblocks. Lord, we do not take this for granted. It has been you. Lord, we say it. We boldly say it. It has been you. You are the one that has seen us through. It is not by our understanding. It is not by works of righteousness. It is not by being religious, but your grace has kept and sustained us. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, we say, hallowed be your name. Lord, we magnify you. Great is your faithfulness. In you we have been living, in you we have been breathing, in you we have our being and will continue to have our being. Lord, we are so grateful. Our Lord Jesus will say thank you, Jesus. The one who gives us beauty for ashes will say thank you. Our defender will say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we look back and all we can say is thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are very grateful and we say thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We give you all glory. None has been by the works of man. None has been by the works of our understanding. You are the one that has triumphed for us. Lord, we join the host of heaven to say thank you, Jesus, for all. We thank you because we have won, because we are always winning from the side of victory, because of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, because of the victory that we have received. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful. Omnipotent God, we are grateful. We bless and magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Today is the sixth day in the month of December, year 2025. We are so grateful for the journey so far. God has been so good to us. I want us to declare these words of declaration together this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is my shield. The Lord is my strength. The Lord sees me through the journey of today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be desolate. I will be helped of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord will speak for me. The mercy of the Lord will fight for me and give me victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am enjoying my victory from the place of victory that the Lord has given unto me. In the name of Jesus Christ, every word that the Lord has said concerning me will come to pass. They will fulfill all which has been spoken concerning my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be held back. Nothing will hold me back. In the name of Jesus Christ, I live from the realm of prophecy to the realm of manifestation. In the name of Jesus Christ, today the blessings of the Lord is my portion. Today I receive the activation of the prophecies that has been said concerning me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord will not fall to the ground concerning me, but will fulfill that which the Lord has said concerning me. In the name of Jesus, today I walk in open heaven. Today I am strengthened by the Lord. Today the grace of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. The mercy of the Lord gives me favor. I enjoy the kindness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord opens the door for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord send helpers of destiny to my way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be helped of the Lord. The Lord strengthens me in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, Saturday, my seat is not in the seat of death. My seat is not in the seat of helplessness. My seat is not in the seat of sickness, but my seat is in the seat that the Lord has prepared for me in the name of Jesus. My cup runs over. I am helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the strength of the Lord to put to bed everything that God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor before me, behind me, beside me. Favor all around me in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out today, the fire of the Lord goes before me and consume all my enemies. The fire of the Lord goes before me and silence everything that needs to be silenced on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. The victory of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. I will dwell in the land of the living with testimonies on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me. Everything that the Lord has said concerning me comes to pass because I am helped of the Lord. I will continually be help of the Lord. I will not lack the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. All that we have declared and all that we wish to declare that we did not remember or say, the Spirit of the Lord prays for us in the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive answers to all our heart desires according to the will of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, good morning, brethren. This month of December, our anchor scripture has been taken from the book of Psalm 23. We are reading from 1 to the end. I know we are familiar with this scripture, but I want us to know that the word of God is new every morning. If we pay attention to it and if we open our ears, we will see what the Lord is speaking to us. And I pray that as we go into the word, as we dive into the word of God today, the Lord will open our ears and he will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Psalm 23 from verse 1 to the end, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name." Amen. You will dwell in the house of the Lord forever in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to dive into the word shepherd. When we are talking about a shepherd, and we are looking at the verb, the qualities of a shepherd. The quality of a shepherd is to shield, to feed, and to protect. The shepherd is always there to guide the sheep for three major reasons: to feed, to guide, and to shield. The shepherd, any sheep that will enjoy this criteria, these qualities of a shepherd, is a sheep who is ready to put himself under the leadership of the shepherd. Any sheep who refuses to submit him or herself to the leadership of the shepherd will not enjoy the feeding, the guidance, and the protection that the shepherd gives. Anyone who submits himself or herself to the ownership or to the rulership of the shepherd will enjoy the benefit, and anyone who does otherwise will bear the consequences. So for everyone that is on earth, we have our choices to either submit ourselves under a shepherd or we refuse. Like in the Bible, the sheep that lost its way because ignorantly did not put himself under the covering of the shepherd, he got lost. But thank God we have a faithful father, a faithful shepherd that went in search of the lost sheep and found it. So we just want to dive into the part of the feeding, the guidance, and the protection that the shepherd does. Feeding is our needs, the provision needed to journey rightly, the sustenance that our life needs for life and destiny. Anyone who lacks provision will become stranded and vulnerable because no one can keep moving without the needed provision. As human, the basic thing we need air, we need water, we need food. No man can live long without those three major things because our life depends on it. So the provisions are the things that our life depends on. Our life cannot do without. And because we have a shepherd, he's always there. That is why verse 6 says, "I shall not want." Why won't we want? It's because we have a shepherd who is there to give us our need. It is not that His purpose is to spoil us and make us lazy. No, His purpose is to give us our need. Without provision, we will become vulnerable. Without provision, we will lose strength and vitality to journey far and journey right. So He said, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He provides my needs in all aspects. So the purpose of His feeding is to open our eyes to the provision that He has given to us. Because on the cross of Calvary, Jesus has settled everything. He came to suffer all those things so that we will not suffer. He has provided everything for us. But the purpose of His shepherding is to open our eyes to see. If you look at the Bible, God had already made provision for Abraham, the ram he needed for the sacrifice, but he could not see. Because we have our shepherd, He called Abraham and opened his eye, gave him direction. See, that was when he saw. Until God opens our eyes to see the provision that He has made available for us, we will just be wandering in the journey of life. We'll be on a trial and error journey. But because He doesn't want us to be on a trial and error journey, because He is our shepherd, we will not lack everything, because He has already provided everything for us. We just need an eye opener to see what He has provided for us. God is so good to man that He has given us all the raw materials that we need to journey for life. But when He opens our eyes, we see what we can get out of every raw material He has given to us. Like as we see, when we talk about maize, maize is a raw material for a lot of things. But until our eyes is open to it, we will not see what can come out of it. We cannot see what can come out of our eyes or out of our lives until God opens our eyes to it. I pray that every provision that the Lord has given to us, the Lord will open our eyes. I pray that the Lord will help us to surrender our lives to see what God has provided for us, so that we will not wander in the journey of life, in Jesus' name. Now we are talking about guidance. Guidance is, let me give an example of a small child that needs to be guided. It's a journey that needs guidance, that needs direction, because we have not been there before. So we always need guidance. Like every product comes with a manual, we always need manual because we need guidance. We've not assessed that before. We don't have a foreknowledge of that before. We don't have a foreknowledge of our journey. That is why we need guidance in the journey of our life. We need God to guide us in every step, in every process of our life, because our life goes through progress, and the progress is in the face of different processes to make us become what we are supposed to be. We need guidance because the road of life is full of a lot of potholes, bumps, roadblocks, mountains, valleys, distractions, discouragement. The topography of the life, the topography of every individual's life cannot be predicted by man, because we have not been there before. So for us not to fall and get injured in the topography of our life, we need God's guidance to teach us where we need to run, to teach us when we need to take it slow and steady, to teach us when we need to soar, or when we need to fly. That is why we need the guidance of God to guide us all through the journey of our life. Anyone that lacks guidance will fall into error. That is why a product will always have a manual, so that we can always run back to it in times of trouble, in times of confusion, in time of help. So God is always there to serve as our guidance. Then when we talk about shield, apart from guiding us, He shields us from attack. He shields us from being victims of challenges, of the things that comes our way. That is why He shields us. The work of the shield is to guide us from unforeseen situations that we do not pray for, things that just come out of the blue to throw us off balance. But He is always there to shield us. He is the coolant, He is the shock absorber that helps us in the journey of life. Nobody has it all figured out. Everybody has his or her own to deal with. But because we have a shepherd that is always there for us, He does the work of shielding us. He protects us. He gives us way out. He helps us to navigate it. He comforts and strengthens us where we need to be strengthened. He encourages us where we need to be encouraged. And He fights for us. He takes the battle for us. And He goes ahead of us and fights for us, and tells us to keep our peace, that this battle is not for us, that He is the one that can take charge. And when we need to be at the forefront, He teaches our hands to fight. He teaches our hands to conquer. He teaches our hands to give victory. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will help us to submit ourselves under the rulership of the shepherd, the true shepherd, which is our God, the one who redeems, who created us, and who has prepared our life for great signs and wonders. I pray that the Lord will help us not to be too full of ourselves, walking out of the rulership that the covering gives to us. I pray that He will help us to be submissive, to do that which He has sent us to do in the name of Jesus, and we receive strength to be fed, we receive wisdom to be ruled, and to be guided rightly in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, we are using this medium to encourage every one of us and to tell us that we are in this passing world, and someday we will all go back to where we came from. And eternity is destined for everybody, either we like it or not. Either we are good or bad, we will leave this passing world. And where are we going to relax? Where are we going to spend the rest of our lives? I pray that the Lord will help us to daily make the right choice in preparing ourselves for the kingdom of God. The Spirit of God will teach us, and I pray we receive alignment to do that which the Spirit of God wants us to do. We will not fall by the wayside. We will make it at last to our heavenly home. The strength of the Lord will keep us moving in the name of Jesus Christ, and we will receive, "Welcome, my son, my daughter, come and rest into your home in the name of Jesus. It is well with us." Good morning once again. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now, and God bless you.